just want to speak about a short zach. That's some zach the Levi Elio speaks about, the Belia Lapian. It says that Vayavod Yaakov b'Rochel sheva shanim. It says that Yaakov Avinu worked for Rochel for 7 years. Vayu be'enov ki yomim achodim, and the days passed by chik chak. Ba'avosoi oiso, because he had ava for, he loved her. So Mela, the time passed quickly. So the kasha is an obvious kasha, right? A guy likes steak also. You come home, you say, what's for supper, if that's what interests you particularly. And they say steak. You love steak. But you can't, for some reason you can't wait. It says over here that the time went quickly. Because he loved Rachel. And it flew by, like Yomim Achodim, 7 years. She stole for 7 years with the sheep, and you're waiting for the wedding. You know, they push off the wedding, not a week, not 2 weeks, not 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. 7 years, you get engaged, make a big tanoim, and the chasen is when? In 7 years. And during the 7 years, you have to take care of the shapsalach of love and the shver. And it says it flew by, because he was avoy, so he loved her. And by us, when something that we want is delayed 5 minutes, start to bang on the table with your spoon. Where is it? What's going on over here? You're depressed and you're distracted. What's the shot of here? It says he wanted her. My high. Pelotum, Memus. It's against human nature. The pshat is poshut, and that I'll give you a mashal. The mashal, a lot of the bachurim here want to finish bar mitzvah. They're dying to finish bar mitzvah. They can't wait for the day to make a siyum bar mitzvah. They're anticipating the shleim was a bar mitzvah, right? But nobody sits anxiously every afternoon and saying, oh yeah, when am I going to finish bar mitzvah? Why can't I get to the siyum ready? Why? Because if I care, not only that, the time flies by until you get there. Right? Ready holding a week into Kislev. Who would have believed that we just started? Shnei and Talos, Vada, Sofik, Monashlishi. Before you know it, you're already holding in Halach. Like that. Before you have time to think, how could the time fly by? You're waiting desperately for the results. We should be anxious, when's it going to come? And not, Baruch Hashem, it's calm. What's the pshat in that? If the pshat is, it's tam. The whole world we live in is just the opposite of Yaakov Avinu. We're all nervous wrecks, waiting for things to happen. And when they don't happen at the exact time that we expect them to, we go crazy. And here it says he waited 7 years and it was like Yom HaKadim, it just flew by. Is the pshat is that there's a thing called emptiness and there's a thing called substance. The reason why a person who wants to finish bar mitzvah is not a nervous wreck every day waiting it for to come, and the guy who's waiting for his steak or for his Danish, he's a nervous wreck because it was a minute late or 2 minutes late, and he just can't anymore. I can't help the guy anymore. You ever go to weddings? You watch people, and they give out the waiters give out the dishes. Everyone's looking. See who got first. And Pasha can't wait. Everyone's fainting. It's the funniest thing. Watch. In adults, not little kids. Everyone's eyes like. Guy brings out the schnitzel. Everybody's eyes also move. Adults, people, Pasha feel it. It's like, look once next time you go to Simcha. What's the shot? There's nothing wrong, by the way. They're hungry. And they can't wait. Because they love schnitzel. Bahavu Esau Esau, he says. And about they love schnitzel, they want to see it. That's the pshat. So what's the pshat, Tak? Pshat's like this. That when a person has a goal, a person understands that to finish bar mitzvah, there's toichen to it. That means a person has a goal, and the goal is a goal that has meaning. Is the word is every step of the way towards finishing bar mitzvah is a satisfaction, is an amelus, is filling yourself up. That's the pshat. So the reason why a person who's waiting for a goal to finish bar mitzvah, the reason why he's not a nervous wreck every second looking at the clock to see, oh, another minute went by, when's the bus going to come? Why isn't the person a nervous wreck? Because he's filling himself up with substance. Because the goal of finishing bar mitzvah is a goal of toichen. It's a goal of mole. It's a goal of giving yourself something. It's fakert. Every second that I'm on the way to that way, I'm filling myself up more. Is that gives a person nuchas nefesh? That gives meaning to a person's life. So the time flies by. So a person could have a goal. A person could want something. A person could want to get there, and yet not be a nervous wreck, and yet be calm, and yet not count the seconds, and not bite his fingernails in nervousness. Why? Because he's going towards a matara which has a teichen. He's going towards a matara which has meaning. And every step of the way towards that teichen also has meaning. It's another brick. It's another step in the way. So it gives substance. It gives meaning. It's, every second's a gevaldig minute. It's a minute of simcha. It's not a minute of nervous waiting. The reason why, whenever we don't get the taivis or the needs that we want, we're nervous wrecks, is very simple, because we're empty. And when you're empty, so you want to fill up the emptiness. So you say to yourself, when am I going to fill up the emptiness? So a person's a nervous wreck, a person can't wait. That's the secret behind why every time there's a taiva, or we're waiting for something in Olam Hazeh, or waiting for some sort of gashmi yistik kazach, that's why every time we're nervous wrecks, when it doesn't come, we can't take it anymore, you get a platz. It's because the whole need, the whole wanting that you have for that thing is you don't want the thing itself. You don't want the thing itself. What do you have at the stake? The Torah says you have an emptiness. Is every second that goes by, the emptiness is getting stronger. I always say over, and it's wichtig to say, it's a yisoid in Yiddishkeit. Rabbi Yerucham says that like midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas Basav Adam. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kli mole machzik. A kli mole holds. Kli reik ena machzik. If it's empty, you can't put anything into it. Midas Basav Adam is just the opposite. Kli reik machzik. If it's empty, you can put in. Kli mole, if you have a cup full of soda, you can't put anything into it. Kli mole ena machzik. What's the oimik of that? In the physical world, something that's full, you can't put in. Something that's empty, you can put in. In the ruchniistic world, it's just the opposite. Something that's empty stays empty. You can't put anything in. There's a hole in the bottom. It goes out. Something that's full, you can put more in. Rabbi Yochum says that the tifkat behind it is because all ruchniistic needs, all gashmiistic needs, all taivis that a person has in Eilam Hazeh, they're not be'etzim intrinsically something that you have, that you need, something that you want. They all come from an emptiness. They all come from a kli reik. Vibalt, you have the need for it. Vibalt, you have, you're empty. You feel empty. You feel you want, you need the thing. Is a mela, you have a cheshik for it. But the whole, and the raya is, like I always say, the raya is simple. You ate one steak, you ate two, three, eight steaks. Seder? Why don't you eat the ninth steak? 5 minutes ago, was not because your stomach's going to explode. I have a raya to that, but I won't discuss it. I have a raya muchachas. That's not the reason why people eat nine steaks. That's not the reason why people eat. I have a raya muchachas. You want a raya muchachas? Rabbi Golden doesn't trust me. The reason why Rabbi Golden doesn't trust me is because he never went to a smorgasbord in New York. He's from Boston. If Rabbi Golden would have gone to a smorgasbord in New York, then he would understand that people could eat nine steaks. But you're from Boston, you don't know anything. You can eat nine steaks, no problem. The reason why you don't eat nine steaks, you get bored of the steaks. So you move on to other things. There's pastrami. Richtig? There's other things there. I heard there's sushi now. What? You wouldn't know every sultan. What do you know from these things? You hear? What's the pshat that? The pshat that is that it's not the pshat that the pshat is you're bored of it. If the zach itself intrinsically is something good, so if it's something good, eat 100. What's the whole varied choice? The answer, the zach itself is nothing. The zach itself doesn't have anything good in it. The satisfaction that we get from these things is because we are clear ache, because you're hungry for it, because you have a picture in your mind of a taiva that's going to fill a certain need. Is the minute it fills that need, you throw the thing out. It has no value anymore. Goodbye. Goodbye, Elam Hazeh. That's the whole Mahus Rabbi Yochum speaks out. The whole pleasure that a person gets out of Elam Hazeh is from the fact that you have a clear rake for it, because you're empty for the thing. You have the need for it. The minute the need goes away, the thing has no intrinsic value. So if about all the geschmack of Elam Hazeh only comes from the emptiness that you have, so you can't wait, you're plotting. The whole reason why you have a what are you waiting for the thing for? You're waiting for the thing because you're a clear rake, because you're empty from the thing. Is every second that goes by is not a second of emptiness. A person is plotting, he's fainting, he can't take it. That's why in the daily life that we live, we can't, there's no such thing as Yom HaMachodim. We plots from a delay in anything in Olam Hazeh. Ruchni is the Kazachin are by nature Kli Mali. They're Be'etzim, something which has a Teichen to it. So when a person is going towards a Ruchni is the goal, Every second is another binyan. It's another kli mole. It's another filling up. So I'm not delaying another few minutes of emptiness. The satisfaction at the end of the road is not going to be b'toyrus filling up an emptiness. The satisfaction at the end of the road is because the zach is be'etzim something good. Is every second that I get closer, I'm getting more of the zach itself. I'm getting closer to the zach itself. I'm building more for the zach. Is it kiyam machadim? Is the time flies by? That's taka why the time flies by when a person is learning about mitzvah. Is because agam you're waiting for the end, but the end it only has a meaning not because you're hungry for the end of it, because it's zach which be'etzim has meaning. In any ruchnius like a goal, it's like that. Ruchnius has meaning. Taivis oilam has our emptiness, and the nafkamin is a portion of the nafkamin. That's what the Torah is coming to tell us. The Torah is not telling stories. The Torah is coming to tell us. V'hoi yom machodem ba'avosa yoyis is coming to tell us this mekuta that agam that it's against human nature, but it's because by Yankov Avinu. So what's takam shat? So what's takam shat by Yankov Avinu? Or before ba'avosa yoyis? You're talking about a gashmi sticky thing. Is the Torah is. The pasuk says the answer. Ba'avosoi oiso. State in the pasuk that the reason was Yom Machodim is because Yankovinu's ava for Rachel was oiso. It was an ava for her, not for himself. Now, how could it be an ava for her? L'chayra, every ava that a person has is only for himself. Right? Every ava that a person only has for himself. What are you going to tell me? He saw the milus in her, Beseda, but the milus were, and therefore I'm going to have those milus. She's going to be my wife. It's vait, it's for me. Shteita shaking zach. That when the Torah says, Behavosa oisa, shteita zach, that which we come out on have shaykh stuart. Shteita that the Behavosa oisa of Yanko Avinu was oisa, he had no shaykh stuart. It was the ava that he had for Rachel wasn't connected a key huzeh to any of his personal gain. He had Abba for her, not for himself. If any milah that Rachel would have had somehow would have contributed to the well-being and geshmak and better life, sign ruchni, sign gashmis of gashmis, certainly of Yankov Avinu, so it's not called Ba'avosa Oisa. It's called you love yourself. Like the famous dog of the Abel Yedester. You like, you filled the fish, so give it a kiss. You love cholent, give it a hug. What's that? You love it. You love yourself. You eat the cholent, you eat the fish. You don't, somebody that you love, you don't eat. But the pshat is that they love yourself. Is a pasuk over here says ba'avosay oisa? Is the pshat is he had an ava for Rachel imenu? That means there was no zich, there was no me involved in the ava at all. He had so then there's a big kasha which you have. So then what do you love her about? Such as that doesn't exist in our world. What do you mean you love oisa for her? So where do I come into the picture? What do you mean? What do you mean love? Love by us means cheshek. Love by us means taiva. And it says Yankov Avinu was ba'avosa oisa. And the Rai uses Yom Machodim because if there would have been a ki hu zeh of oisa involved, oh, it would have been torture. How about the Teretz was because it was oisa. So what's the purpose in it? Ishteto that Yankov Avinu understood the milus that Rachel Imenu had as totally ruchnias dikar kalim for avodas Hashem, as a hechatimsa to build Klal Yisrael, and it was completely oisa, and he was able to step out of his own dalad amis, out of his own avas atzmoi, completely. Because if there would have been any of it involved in it, then it would have been torture. Would have been yom machadim. Would have been a month, 2 months, 3 months, a year. Not yom machadim. Is the Teretz that Yankov Avinu was able to step out of any mundane, personal, zich, dalet amis needs and completely raise himself above that. That his ava was completely for Isa, was completely for her, not for him. For the milas that Rachel Imenu had, that we're going to build a Klal Yisrael now, and we're going to build a Yud Beis Shvatim, and we're going to build a Kli and a Hechatim Tzim for Avodas Hashem. When a person gets to such a dargo, ba'ava oisa, when he's able to step out of his own ahavis and able to give it over completely, separate from himself, then it's giyom machodim. Then a person has menuchas anefesh. Then a person can live his life calmly. Now avada, like I say always, and this is a limud for us. We're not going to get to the dargo of Yankov Avinu. You don't have to get worried. We don't have a dargo of ba'ava oisa. That the koiches that we have, that the av is totally for Isa. we're not shaykh to get to such a thing. I don't want to hear any questions afterwards, and how do I get to such a thing, and what should I do to get there? You're not holding there. Say that. You're not holding there. It's like a guy once said, we don't have shaykhs to the office. Somebody once said, a guy once told me, he learned in Baltimore by the famous Mashgiach, Rabbi David Kornglass. So he once said, a gvaldi gezach, he once gave a shmooze about the chet of Yankov Avinu with Dina, that he put her in a box and he didn't let her. So he says such a tif of vort, which shows how far we are from the obvious. And sometimes we forget because we learn these parshas and Vosa Isa, Roch Voldos. We have no shaykhs, because we have no shaykhs to this Michal. We have no shaykhs to the zach. Oh, he said a gvaldi gezach. This bacher came to the mashgiach and he told him, Rebbe, ich verstehe nicht the chet of Yankov Avinu. Ich verstehe nicht. I don't understand exactly what was the chet. Mashgiach told him a zach, which when I heard it shook me up. He says, Bacherol, he says, if you would understand the chet of what Yankov Avinu did, he wouldn't have done it. We don't have shaykhs b'chal to the darga of the ovis. That you should, if you're capable of understanding what he did wrong, then you can be sure the Yankov Avinu wouldn't have done it, he wouldn't have touched it. He doesn't touch your darga of Averis. We don't have shaykhs b'chal to this zach. It's important every week when we speak about the ovis HaKadoshim to stress it. But we're all looking for menuchas and nefesh. That we're all looking for. We're all looking to be able to live our lives, not this hectic running from one taiva to another, from one waiting for another, plotting for this and you're plotting for that. Everyone's plotting. We're looking for a darga, a bechina of a hi elof kiyom machodim. And stam, it's connected also to benam machaveru de kazachin also. How does it? And one day you'll get married, Mir Hashem. You all have a chance. Yeah. The a person gets married where the ikur is the ben omla chaveroi. Ba'avosay oisa. When a person gets married, are you looking for yourself? Or are you looking for the other party? If you're looking for yourself, then it's the opposite of yom hachodim. Life is one long torture. It's one long waiting for something to happen. It's one long waiting for the next taiva, for the next need. For the next being served. It's like that before marriage, like that after the person gets married. That's the whole bin omlach averu, you're waiting to be taken care of. And then it's not yom machodim, it's the opposite of yom machodim. Life's a drag. Because a person's always hungry, a person's never satisfied, a person's always a klirik. And the opposite is yom machodim. A person can live life with. In this pasuk states a big secret for a happy life. A person can live life happy, yom machodim. Life can move along, it can go smoothly. You can go happy. You can go without being waiting for something to happen, right? Everyone's waiting for something to happen. If it's ba'avosa or yisof, a person could step out of himself, step out of his taivus, step out of his needs. A little bit. We're not angry, you know, say that. So we're not going to ever be holding by yom machodim. Oh, but as much as a person can step out of himself, that it could be ba'avosa or yisof, that it's not avas atzmoy, that it's able to step out of his own personal needs, a person can live a different life. A person can live a life of menuchas and nefesh. A person can live a life of tefillinikayt. That's what it says in Ovis. It says that Pasu Melech Teichel, Mayim Meshura Tishba Al Oris Tishto. Ashrecha v'toivlach. What's the Ashrecha v'toivlach? The guy's happy. He's not waiting for anything to happen. He has no needs. He's not hungry. He's not waiting for supper. He's not banging. Remember when we were in camp, we were little kids. The supper used to come late. Everyone would bang on the tables like they were in a concentration camp. They hadn't eaten in the 6 days. All the rich kids from Flatbush, $5,000 for summer, they're banging. Then the food will come, they won't eat anyway. It's pasta English, they don't eat outside. And the person grows up and he stays the same way. Sometimes I hear phone calls like people calling home, what's for supper? And what do you mean? Why not? Why isn't it ready? Calm down, like what did you came out of Auschwitz, waited half an hour, nothing happened. It's the same thing. I hear the spoons banging from Camp Monk. It's the same thing. The guy's old man already, and he's wearing a suit, and he has a beer, and he carries it out of shake case. You understand? But it's the same 6-year-old banging on the table, where's his Cheerios? It's the same thing. And people live their whole lives like that. The plotting. Everyone's plotting, everyone's waiting. Where's going on? What do you mean? What's going on? What do you mean? And it's in every realm of life. It's in everything you do. It's every store you go into, every person you talk to. Everybody's nervous. And what do you mean? What's the delay? What's going on over here? And it's all because it's the opposite of Bavos or Yosef. It's all because of kli reik. When a person lives a life of emptiness, it's rachmanis, by the way, agav. The guy's taka hungry. His taka empty. When a person's empty, he yells, he screams, it hurts. There's a hunger going on in the world. And if a person lives that type of life, so taka not yom machodim, life's very painful. That's the limud that we have in this respect.